For one who cannot even face the word death, never mind the reality of it, the actual arrival of death is likely to bring great discomfort and fear. But those who are accustomed to reflecting on the imminence of death are prepared to face death with no regret. Reflecting on the uncertainty of the time of death develops a mind that is peaceful, disciplined, and virtuous, because it is dwelling on more than the superficial stuff of this short lifetime. We all share an existence marked by suffering and impermanence. Once we recognize how much we have in common, we see that there is no sense in being belligerent with one another. Consider a group of prisoners who are about to be executed. Over the course of their stay together in prison, all of them will meet their end. There is no sense in quarreling during their remaining days. Like those prisoners, all of us are bound by suffering and impermanence. Under such circumstances, there is absolutely no reason to fight with one another or to waste all our energy, mental as well as physical, on accumulating money and property. Meditative reflection. Take this to heart. 1. It is certain that I will die. Death cannot be avoided. My lifespan is running out and cannot be extended. 2. When I will die is indefinite. Lifespans among humans vary. The causes of death are many, and the causes of life comparatively few. The body is fragile. 3. At death, nothing will help except my transformed attitude. Friends will be of no help. My wealth will be of no use, and neither will my body. 4. We are all in this same perilous situation, so there is no point in quarreling and fighting or wasting all our mental and physical energy on accumulating money and property. 5. I should practice now to reduce my attachment to passing fancies. 6. From the depths of my heart, I should seek to get beyond this cycle of suffering induced by misconceiving the impermanent to be permanent.